This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said he deeply appreciates and fully reciprocates US President Donald Trump's sentiments and positive assessment of India-US ties. Responding to Mr. Trump's recent statements, the Prime Minister noted in a social media post that India and the US share a very positive and forward-looking comprehensive global strategic partnership. Talking to the media in Washington last night, the US President had said that India and the US have a special relationship and there is nothing to worry about the ties between the two countries. President Trump said, Mr. Modi is a great prime minister and he will always be friends with him. In an earlier social media post, Mr. Trump had remarked that the US had lost India to China. Speaking to Akashvani, former Ambassador Ashok Sajjanhar said that India's partnership with the US is set to grow stronger, more vibrant and more dynamic in the coming days.
Relations between India and the United States always been very strong and dynamic, particularly over the last 25 years. Since the time President Clinton came to India in March 2000, there have been ups and downs even during this 25 years, but before that, many more. But we have been able to sort them out, we have been able to solve them, and we have been able to take the partnership forward. And this is what Prime Minister Modi has mentioned in response to the message on Truth Social by President Trump, that we are confident that this current wrinkle on the tariff, we'll be able to resolve it, we'll be able to sort it out, and relationship will get stronger, more dynamic, and more vibrant in the days to come.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi attaches enormous importance to India's partnership with the United States. Talking to media about PM Modi's response to US President Donald Trump, Dr. Jaishankar said that Mr. Modi has always had a very good personal equation with President Trump. He added that India remains engaged with the United States. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that India will continue purchasing Russian oil, stressing that decisions will be guided solely by national interest. In an interview to a TV channel, she said, "Whether it is Russian oil or anything else, we will take a call based on what suits our needs in terms of rates and logistics." Ms. Sitharaman reiterated that the contribution of crude oil to India's import bill is the highest.
It's our decision to buy from the place which suits our needs, whether in terms of rates, logistics, anything. So where we buy our oil from, especially being a big ticket foreign exchange related item, where we pay so much out of our highest in terms of import, we will have to take a call which suits us best. So we will undoubtedly be buying.
Ms. Sitharaman said that the new GST regime will improve consumption by its citizens and it will not impact capital expenditure. She said 99% of all the goods and services are now either in the 0, 5 or 18% bracket. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said the Prime Minister has given significant relief and a valuable gift to middle-class families with next-generation GST reforms. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnaw said the GST reforms are expected to add around 20 lakh crore rupees to the nation's GDP, significantly boosting the country's economy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit the flood-affected states to review the situation, as several parts of northern India, including Jammu and Kashmir and Punjab, have been severely impacted by incessant rainfall, triggering landslides and flash floods. The impact of the monsoon continues to be felt in Himachal Pradesh as intermittent rainfall and landslides are disrupting traffic at many locations. In the apple-producing regions of Shimla, Kullu and Mandi, road closures have severely affected the transportation of apples to markets. In the national capital, the water level in the Yamuna River is receding, but the city continues to grapple with a flood-like situation as the level remains above the danger mark. The 10-day-long Ganesh Chaturthi festival will culminate today with the immersion of Lord Ganesh's idols across the country on the occasion of Anant Chaturdashi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.